Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, hi. This is Minjun Kim with the Newport Museum of American Art.
How are you today?
I'm well. Am I speaking with Mike?
You sure are.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you on the line. First off, how has the New Britain Museum of American Art managed to get through this crazy time, this unprecedented shutdown?
Oh, it certainly has been an unprecedented time, hasn't it?
Yeah, craziness.
Well, we closed the museum on March 15th, and our offices were closed on March 18th. And for us, we did so before the state required us to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because our staff, our visitors, our volunteers' safety has always been our top priority. So we were very quick to close and in the meantime really shift to working remotely, which all of our staff has been doing these past few months.
Right.
And at the same time, still trying to provide programs and services to our community.
Mm-hmm.
So the last couple of months, we've been spending a great deal of time trying to put together online resources,
right,
whether it be art-making activities, classes, virtual summer camps, virtual walkthroughs, tours of our exhibitions, as well as deeper dives into our permanent collection works. We've been keeping busy in providing all those resources available not only through our website, but also through different social media platforms. And at the same time, you know, also recognizing that there are unfortunately a number of students and families who won't be able to access that because they are sadly being left behind due to the digital divide, because they don't have access to computers or to the internet. So we've, in addition to the virtual and online resources that we have available, we've also put together some more physical, tangible assets that we can put into the hands of these students and families through something that we're calling these creative caring kits. And they're a little bit like care packages in that it's a packet of information that includes everything from a children's guide to our New Britain Museum of American Art collection in both English and Spanish, both art-making instructions and supplies, crayons, pipe cleaners, in order to create a sculpture inspired by a work from our collection by the artist Dale Chihuly called Blue and Beyond. It also includes family passes and coloring pages. And we have been distributing them to the many, many students, thanks to our funders, who would have normally been visiting the New Britain Museum of American Art throughout the spring. And knowing that they're unable to do so, we've been distributing these kits. And in the course of the next few weeks, we will have successfully delivered 2,500 of them.
Wow.
To surrounding schools throughout Connecticut. So that's one of many ways in which we are hoping to keep connected with our beloved community and to continue to find ways in which we can use creativity
sure.
to cope with the emotional stress of isolation and everything that's been going on. At the same time, we're delighted to also begin preparations for our reopening.
Right, which is I on your website. There, you're thinking sometime late July?
Actually, sooner.
Nice.
So we are planning for a series of phased openings beginning mid-July. So July 14th and 15th, we will be opening our doors primarily to essential workers as a way of saying thanks to the heroic work that they've all been doing. Yes, of course, the frontline healthcare workers, but also in recognition of everyone who's been working throughout this pandemic shutdown, the grocery store workers, everyone working at the gas stations, car repair, law enforcement, everyone who's been working throughout. Those days, July 14th and 15th, will be reserved for our dedicated essential workers. July 16th, 17th, we'll open it up to our dedicated members who've been incredibly supportive of us and the museum throughout. And then Saturday, July 18th, we will be open to the public, and hopefully many will be able to take advantage of our traditional Saturday mornings, which are free thanks to a grant made possible by the American Savings Foundation. So over a period of time, we're hoping to reopen to the public. And at the same time, we are stressing, as we did when we closed, we are stressing the safety as our top priority.
Right.
To the degree to which we are taking this very slowly and very cautiously, we are only going to open it up well below the capacity limits that have been stated by the state. So the state has said indoor museums can open at 50% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually being so cautious that we are opening it up just at a 10% and up to a 25% threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And that calculation is not based on the 6 feet social distancing that is required, but actually 12 feet social distancing.
Okay.
Everyone will be required to wear masks, and we will take an OCD approach to cleaning and sanitizing all these high-touch surface areas. And entry will be based on online reservations that will be made in advance. And your entry will be reserved on a 15-minute reservation basis so that we can very safely distribute the number of people who will be in our museum and walking through our museum so that at all times we can provide an environment where everyone is safely distanced and apart from one another and has the ability to be able to enjoy all the services and the exhibitions that we provide within the museum.
Sounds like you got a good plan there.
Thank you. We are of course eager to have everyone back, but nothing is more important than making sure that we do so safely for our community. So, as swift as we were to close, we want to be very slow and cautious when it comes to opening. And at any given time, as we continue to monitor the data, the guidelines, the recommendations that are being made on a local, state, and federal level, if need be, we will shut down just as quickly as we did the first time.
Okay.
And our plan is being reviewed by so many experts, both within the field and beyond. Most recently, we had the head of infection control of Hartford Healthcare come by our museum and do a full walkthrough. And we've reached out to the New Britain Museum, the City of New Britain's Public Health Department. So we are not taking a proprietary interest in that. If anything, we want to have as many people reviewing, commenting, and providing input because that's how seriously we are taking this.
Very, very good. And more information updated consistently on the website, I believe?
Yes, on nbmaa.org, not only in terms of information related to our reopening, but there you will also be able to access all of the incredible online resources that I've just mentioned and much more that we continue to update.
Very good. New Britain Museum Art Director Min Jung Kim, thanks so much for being on with us today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me and for being able to share what we're doing at the New Britain Museum of American Art.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.